Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg and eMlahleni 22, Pretoria 23. The Supreme Court of Appeals has dismissed Nandipha Mahudumana's bid to have her 2023 arrest in Tanzania declared unlawful. She is accused of aiding the dramatic escape of rapist and murderer Thabo Bester from the Mgwang prison and then fleeing the country. Justice Tati Mokoto delivered the majority judgment, clearing the way for her trial.
The appeal is dismissed with costs, including the costs of two counsel who are so employed. The order of the minority judgment is that the appeal is upheld with costs, including costs of two counsel to be paid by the first, second, third, and sixth respondents jointly and severally, the one paying the others to be absorbed, together with ancillary orders. I hand down the judgment.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa says they will not stop with the vision of building a new society despite allegations of persecutions by some minorities. This comes after a group of Afrikaners resettled in the United States as refugees this week after fleeing so-called persecution. Ramaphosa was addressing the ANC Northern Cape Provincial Executive Committee induction in Kimberley.
None of us ever having to want to run away to another country for fictional reasons that we are being persecuted. We are united in diversity, and none of us should ever feel that they have lost courage, that they've now become cowards and want to run.
The Public Servants Association says the cancellation of 1 billion rand in irregular contracts at the Department of Water and Sanitation is a step in the right direction. The PSA welcomes the Special Investigating Unit's efforts, which have already recovered 569 million rand, but warns that corruption is still crippling service delivery. The association's Cloud Nyker.
Corruption has reached an unacceptable level, and any effort by government is commendable. It is, however, concerning that 546 corruption complaints were registered in 2024 alone, with Gauteng leading with 45% of all corruption cases.
And a Thai construction tycoon turned himself in today to face charges of alleged negligence over the collapse of a skyscraper that killed dozens of people in a powerful earthquake. The 30-story Bangkok tower crumbled in seconds, killing 89 people, mostly construction workers, when a magnitude 7.7 tremor hit. This was reportedly the only building to collapse, raising concerns. I'm Neil Pinar from myself and the rest of the news team. Enjoy your evening.
Warning: excessive dancing and singing may occur. Listen responsibly. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.
Hey mama, this that beat that make you move, mama. Get on the floor, move your booty, mama. We the blast masters blasting up the jam. Hey mama, this that beat that make you move, mama. Get on the floor, move your booty, mama. We the blast masters blasting up the jam. So shake your bum, mama. Come on now, mama. This that beat that make you groove, mama. Get on the floor, move your booty, mama. We the blast masters blasting up the jam.
Cutie, cutie, make sure you move your booty. Shake that tilly, not the city of sin none. Hey, shorty, I know you wanna party. And the way your body looking make me really feel naughty. Cutie, cutie, make sure you move your booty. Shake that tilly, not the city of sin none.
No faking, I know you see me shaking. And the way